Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of All Things Nursing with Nurse Choma. So this is a different episode because I'm going to be talking with you about, for those of you that are either nurse practitioners or you are aspiring to be a nurse practitioner, if that's what part of your goals in the future, you're definitely going to want to listen to this episode. So I'll talk to you about how to get started, what the steps to take. So hopefully you'll find it helpful and I'll see you inside the episode.
Hi, hello, hello. Thank you for watching this video on the replay. Thank you so much for watching. My name is Nurse Choma. I'm the founder of Choosing Nursing over at choosingnursing.net. Today, I'm going to be talking with you about starting a nurse practitioner business from home, and kind of like what that looks like. So if you are either interested in, this is probably one of your long-term goals as far as becoming a nurse practitioner, or if you already are a nurse practitioner, right? Or you know somebody and they're trying to figure out how they can make that transition, how they can, what steps they should take, then hopefully you'll find this informative, helpful, valuable, and educational. All right. So let me kind of go right into the topic today with you guys. So if you are, in fact, on the replay, if you watch, even if you're watching on the replay, put this in the comments. Put one if you're already a nurse practitioner right now. All right. So one would be you're a nurse practitioner right now. And then two is you want to become a nurse practitioner one day. So one is I am now, or two is I want to do that one day. Okay, one or two. One I am, two, one day. So, and while you put in the comments, let me check. Let me make sure this is working okay. Let's see here. Okay, good. All right, the video is working. Oh, okay, interesting. Okay. All right, so I'm gonna hopefully lay out a couple of simple steps for you guys. Let me share this video too. Put this here. Okay. Here we go. Okay. All right. So first, let me be totally transparent. I am not a nurse practitioner. I'm a registered nurse, but I do understand and I do know how to leverage any business, including a nurse practitioner business, online. And so that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. And I've learned how to even integrate some of these elements just from being a nurse, having a business online, and then just also being a part of other systems and seeing how they work firsthand, and then also helping with other systems. So the first thing is that the way that you're going to transition, either add where you're going to work from home, or you're going to add it on top of what you're already doing, or substitute. One, you're going to pretty much incorporate telehealth. That's what you're going to do, right? Is you're going to create virtual appointments. And one thing I will say right now is that this is in demand. Telehealth is in demand. The issue, because of the way that the healthcare system is now with the crisis and everything, a lot of people, they're not getting seen by their doctor quickly and regularly. So, because of the way that it is, for one, people don't want to be exposed to COVID, so that's one reason why they don't want to leave their house. But in addition to that, because of how impacted everything is, there is a slowness, and it's just more difficult for people to get seen. I've talked to people, like different types of clients and patients, where it takes them 2 to 3 months just to see their doctor. And so that's the part where you can kind of honestly fill in, and you can be able to meet the needs of those individuals by creating these virtual telehealth appointments. But you're going to have to make it as easy as possible, and you're going to have to really systemize what you do so that way people don't have a problem with your service. So step one is you should absolutely get a website. So there's that one I would say is non-negotiable. Other businesses, more or less, you know, but with your type of business where you're going to see people's health, people need to believe that you're credible, and a website is going to do that. So you want to definitely start off by establishing a website as soon as possible. And don't just do any website. Make it look nice. Make it look fancy. Look at, there's designs for like website themes of websites that mimic clinic, hospital. Do yours like that. Okay, set yours up like that. So that way there's not gonna be a question mark with your potential clients. So step one, you do need to establish that website and make it look nice and good, professional, etc. On the website, there should be a contact info. On the website, there should be a convenient way where people can book appointments. So you kind of have to work backwards. So they have to be able to book appointments. And the way they're going to book these appointments is using telehealth. Now, you can use Zoom. Zoom is an option. But I would say, honestly, if you can find something else, that would be better because everybody's using Zoom. And there's not 100% security with using Zoom. And you want to ideally try to, if you can find something that's not, the reason why you don't want to use Zoom ideally is because the information that you're going to be exchanging on these telehealth meetings are going to be, you know, private, HIPAA, etc. And so using a large platform like Zoom may or may not be in the best interest of the individual. So there's other types of platforms. Like, for example, I know one person that's a therapist, and she uses something called VSEE. But there's so many out there that you can utilize. So you're going to want to do some research and find an ideal platform where people can meet you on your the meeting, and then they'll meet with you and they can join on. And ideally what you want to do, honestly, is right once you set up your, once you choose and you pick the ideal platform, you want to like a Word doc, write out the step-by-step instructions for people to join you. So for example, okay, first you need to click this link and then you need to go here. Write it out step-by-step because some of your clients, they're not going to understand what you're telling them. But if you have like a PDF or a Word doc, ideally PDF, that's already pre-written with visual screenshots of how they can join when they meet with you through the telehealth appointment, that would be really perfect. And they will be more likely to, want to continue to meet with you regularly. The second thing is prior to this, you should also have paperwork already created. So you want to create certain types of forms and try to make it as easy as possible. So traditionally, what would happen? They would first go to the doctor, and at the doctor, they would fill out all that form, check, 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 right, right, right. And you can do that too. You can have them fill out all that form, but it may slow down the service because not only do they have to be tech savvy enough to, you know, click and whatever in the form and then meet you, it may slow things down. So instead, if you want to create online forms, that would do better. So you would create an online form. And then the online form would ask them all the questions that you need to know in order to conduct the appointment. So their name, their email, their phone number, the insurance they have, the medical problems that they have, everything that's relevant towards the appointment. There should be something about privacy protection in the form. And now you're going to use something like either Google Forms, type of form, any of those type of services, and they're literally going to check, 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 check. Okay. And so that's going to make it a lot easier for them. So that way they're going to be, it's going to be more convenient for them to meet with you than for them to go through the hassle of, scheduling an appointment with their doctor and et cetera. So these are, so that's one of the things is that prior to this, you need to, oopsie, you need to set it up where they can fill out that form, and they should fill out the form before they meet with you. Okay? Before they meet with you, before they can even book an appointment, set it up where they meet with you and they book an appointment. Okay? So then, now you have to make a decision as far as are you going to only work with individuals that have a certain type of insurance, or are they, can they pay out of pocket? And if so, what's the rate going to look like? Right? So you're going to have to establish that ahead of time as well, as far as like insurance, if they pay out of pocket, what that looks like, copay, et cetera. And that's something that you would have to you would have to work out on your own. And ideally, I'm sure if you already have your practice as a building already, that wouldn't be a hard part to transition into. Just now you have to just do it where they collect the payment virtually. So you'll have to set it up where everything is, where it's virtually. And this is why I suggest that you list out the instructions in a PDF format, like step by step, for them to follow. And it's gonna make things really simple. Hopefully you're following along. Hopefully this is kinda, this is not too difficult, what I'm explaining right now. And that this is like benefit you in some way. But these are some of the little steps that you're doing. All right. And then from there, the next thing is that now you want to, create a social media page. So if you can establish like a social media page, whether this is going to be Facebook, Instagram, I would tell you to consider the individual that you work with, right? Your ideal clients. So if your ideal clients, if they are majority going to be elderly, like 70s, 80s, older people, then you're probably, your best bet is probably going to be like Facebook if they use social media, right? So if your ideal client is usually going to be those people that are older population, then Facebook is probably your best bet. If your ideal client is going to be usually like adolescents, those are you work with adolescents and then you go through the parents, then Instagram is going to be your best bet. If you have a women's health practice, then your ideal client could either be Facebook or Instagram. Those are probably going to be your ideal places. So you want to treat it differently though. So you'll have your page, your social media page that you set up honestly to attract ideal clients, right? And then you also want to have a LinkedIn page too. Your LinkedIn page may or may not get you clients, but what your LinkedIn page will do is that it will get you visibility and it will come up in the search engines, which is what you want, right? So what you don't want to happen, this is the thing about having a virtual online business. What you don't want to happen is that let's say they say, okay, yeah, I want to work with so and so to be my nurse practitioner. And so you don't have a LinkedIn page, you don't have a website, you don't do any of those things, and then they Google you. And then maybe what comes up is your personal Facebook profile, your personal Instagram. And now they're gonna obviously make a judgment immediately and be like, I don't want to work with this person. See what I mean? So you want to establish the LinkedIn still, even if you're not gonna get LinkedIn clients, solely for the SEO purpose, for the purpose of the SEO at minimum. And all you're really gonna essentially do is like get your logo, get the name, set all that up. Maybe put some like, articles or something that shows that it's active, and then have something posted like once a week, once a week, just so it shows that it's active, and that will help people, give people some confidence that you are credible, right? Because unfortunately, the reality today is that, and this is what I'm learning, because there is a lot of bad people online. You have to be more strategic with being credible, so that way people don't assume that you're a fraud or assume that you're a scam or whatever. So these are some of the things that you have to consider, and that's why you want the website, because people will think of having a website like the same way you look, you have a first impression, right? Alexa, stop. The same way that you have a first impression, think of it the exact same way, right? So when people come on your website, what's the first impression they're going to have? And so that's why you do want it to look nice. You do want it to look appropriate. And then if you join my email list, if you click the link in the title of this, above this video, I do have a free mini course, which is all about how to start a business online. You can click on that. You can join for free. It's bit.ly/biz mini course. It's going to help you get started in the right steps. And then on our website, let me put this here real fast. BIT. Okay. All right. So this right here, that's the link. I put it above this video, or if it's on YouTube, below the video, bit.ly/biz mini course for the free business mini course to help you transition online. Okay. And then if you are on a budget, and you want to establish your own website from scratch, like, which you can do, you know, you can do, but if you want to, you know, save some money or whatever, if you go to my website, nursechoma.com, I do have a course which is called How to Create Your Own Website from Scratch. And it will essentially will show you how to create your own website from scratch. And I show you step by step, I show you screenshots. I show you how to use WordPress, how to like plug in, how to create pages and headlines and all the type of stuff. So if you're interested in that, you can always visit the website. So I hope that you found this helpful, informative, learn something. If you did, like the video, thumbs up, subscribe, follow, wherever you're tuning in from. And if you have questions, you're welcome to shoot me a message or inbox me. But yeah, right? So this is how you can start your NP business from home. You can transition. You're going to use transition or add by using telehealth. And these are some of the steps that you want to go through. All right. So thank you so much for watching. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day. And I will see you. And share the video. Please share this video if you found it helpful. All right. See you the next time.
Thank you so much for listening to that episode. I hope that you found it entertaining or enlightening or informative. And then if you want to know more about myself or who we are, what is Choosing Nursing, you can always visit our website, which is www.choosingnursing.net, or just click below this episode for more details. And you can learn more about us, whether you are a nursing student, you're aspiring nurse, a nursing graduate, you're trying to pass your boards, or a working nurse, we have something for you. So visit our website for more information. And then if you want to get my book, which is called How to Become a Registered Nurse, How to Become a Registered Nurse, it's available on Amazon. And you can find it there. You can also see it on our website as well. All right. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.